Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move!
LeBron James with no regard for human life. Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Iverson against Gill, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win.
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What up, what up? Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast. My name's Nick with my guys, Robbie, Mike, and Rohit. We're going to jump into a pretty quick episode today. We're going to talk about some of the Tinker Hatfield designs, the best Tinker Hatfield designs, if you will. Our chosen format for this episode is going to be our favorite, the My Starting Five. We basically set it up to draft our favorites and maybe a six man, depending on how much time we have. But before we get into that, guys, how you doing?
Fantastic. I can't complain over here.
Doing great. Ready to talk about, you know, he has a studio still like a mile from my house, Tinker.
Nice. So. That's a flex. I concede my time to the gentleman in Tinker Hatfield's neighborhood.
Just cool roll spot. Up like, hey, Tink, let me see what you got going on here. Like, what's happening? Like,
Robbie's on Tink status with him. He only calls him that.
I've never once spoken to the man before, but I know where he works sometimes.
I went to his retirement party. It was one of the goofiest things ever. Or I don't even know if it was a retirement party or a birthday party, but essentially they invited all of Nike design and all of Nike people that were on like kind of a need-to-know basis. And then somehow I got in because I was friendly with a couple of designers. And we realized they repurposed it as intern prom because I don't think enough actual Nike employees showed up. So it was kind of goofy. And then I think DJ Clark Kent was there and Chai McBride was there. And I was like, I really liked you in Boston Public. And I'm pretty sure he did not expect to hear that in a sneakerhead party. But we are where we are.
We're amazing. Good for that.
Love it.
All right. So Mike already did the honors and drafted or I guess pulled our lottery numbers. So I'm starting out. Mike's second, Rohit's third.
No, I'm last, man.
Mike's last, that's right. Rohit's second, Robbie's third. Mike's going last, but he'll get the reach around pick. So, I mean, some things are worth it, I guess. We ready? I'm just going to start off with the one that everybody knows I'm going to pick. I got to go with the Jordan 3. Black cement, white cement, true blues. Doesn't really matter the colorway. That's top tier shoe for me, so take it off the board.
Hey, I was expecting him to go first, man.
I was going to say, if you were somehow not going to pick that, I would have picked it up with the same amount of quickness as you did, but I'll make a similar quick pick. Give me the Jordan 11.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Take hilariously, I also was going to take the 3 if it was available. The 1 is no longer a favorite of mine. I mean, the 11, excuse me, not the 1. So nice they named it twice. I'm going with the Jordan 4. I'll shut up. The Jordan 4.
Good choice.
All right. Good stuff. So I'm going to take the path that's no one's taken yet. I'm going to go with the Air Tech Challenge 2. I love that sneaker. One of my favorites of all time. So that's going to be my number one pick. And my number two pick is a Jordan, but probably one no one's thinking of so much, with the Jordan 23.
Damn it.
That was definitely on my mind.
Yeah. What are you talking about, man? I feel like that shoe is like grossly underrated by the sneaker community.
It really is. I love that shoe.
It's so nice.
Can we all agree that not every Air Jordan model after 14 ages very well, but the 23 really has aged gracefully?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah. 100%.
And I'm just happy it's the 23rd model that's aging gracefully, just because of the, I guess, semantics of it, because I would not know what to do with myself if something as absurd as the number like 26 was aging gracefully, especially with the Jordan Mythos. So good job, Nike.
Yep.
Or Jordan brand.
So for my next one, I'm also kind of going to go off the beaten path. It's one of my favorite shoes to wear, period, in Nike's catalog. The Nike Air Moab. The Moab is one of the most comfortable thing. The retro they did a couple years ago, 2021? I think they're still doing retros. Whatever. Go buy a pair if you've never tried a pair. They're great.
Good choice. Good choice.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, sir. Yep.
You're up, right?
I'll go for another historic pick. Give me the Nike Air Trainer 1.
Ah, nice.
Good choice. Ooh, good choice.
Off my list now,
for
I guess.
Everybody's, that's topical. I went and saw the Thunderbolts yesterday, and one of the characters wears an Air Trainer 1 Chlorophyll in the movie. There's like a little shot of it, and I recognized it right away. He's wearing Chlorophylls. So. Nice.
All right, I'm going to go maybe a little bit more personal. My grandfather had, I'm drawing a blank now. What's the shaky?
Parkinson's? Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's? Parkinson's. My grandfather had Parkinson's.
Apologies to members of our community that suffer from both. This is going to be an awkward moment for all of us.
Yeah, I'm going to cut this out and restart it, actually.
This never happened.
Yeah.
It was a shaky premise, if we're being honest.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely cutting it out this time. Cut this out now.
It's minute 5:07, Nick.
All right. All right, so second pick for me, also have back-to-back. So I'm going to go with the Nike Mag. My grandfather had Parkinson's, got to be a part of some of that storytelling with the Michael J. Fox stuff throughout the years with different places that I worked, and just an important shoe. And, you know, my brothers and I just nerded out of Back to the Future too when it came out. So I have to go with that one, even though I will never wear those in public. They will just be a display piece that sit on the shelf and light up in the background if I ever get
them. You don't want a calf-high boot that lights up? What are you talking about?
No, I don't want to do any, like, Lil Wayne courtside in the Nike snowboarding boots type of stuff. I'll pass on that. But next choice, my back-to-back is going to be the Nike Air Raid. This is one of my favorite shoes of all time. If it wasn't such a pain to get on and off at this late stage of life that I'm living in now, it would probably be something I would wear all the time. So,
did you just say late stage of life? Dash, he's not 80.
Man, I'm in my mid-40s now, Mike.
That
mid-40s.
Is midlife. Midlife, sir.
Oh, it's just a crisis then. Oh, okay.
It's a crisis.
Yeah, forget that. My back would disagree, though. My back's like, no, you don't need to put on Air Raids. That's a lot of work.
I don't know how to follow that up because I'm in my third of my life. I'm hoping to be, hold on, what's 37 times 3? 102? You're not here for math. You're here for our picks. I'll go with the... You know what? I'll go with the Zoom Vapor. And in fact, I'll even give you guys a little bit of a favor. I'll go with the Zoom Vapor AJ3. So if anybody wants the original Zoom Vapor, that's still on the board.
No, you get all of them.
You take them all.
It's the same chassis, right? You car people, right? It's the same.
Fair. That's fair. Body. Rides on the same chassis. There you go.
Yeah, rides on the same chassis. So you get all of them. But Rohit, right. In your era of, I guess in your point of life, you're in like the step-in shoes. You've been in, like, in the Flyees era for a while.
Is it a Skechers?
That is my Chuck. The way teenagers like Chucks and sneakerheads like Air Jordans, your boy is all about the Fly Goes. If I could start an Instagram account around one shoe and the minutia that it covers me in, it would be that particular shoe.
Beautiful. I've noticed. I was like, okay, Nick can't wear the Raids because they're hard. Rohit said, screw it. I'm going to go the easy route.
I mean, just to be fair, like most of my Air Max 90s are slip-ons by the way that I wear them. Like I don't ever tie my shoes, so
forcefully slip-ons.
yeah, it might not be an easy slip-on, but it's definitely a slip-on.
Mike, if you don't have a pair, especially with two or three little ones under the age of three, like that's a go-to shoe because you can come in and out of that so fast,
dude. So
it's all about the valuable margins of seconds.
How much I beat them. So the Clogposit has become my go-to shoe. They look disgusting now. How much I wore them, like jump in and dip.
Well, jump in and dip into your next pick, Mike, because I think you're up. Or is it Robbie?
Robbie's turn. That was Robbie's
turn. It's my turn. And I think Nick tucked in there my choice. I'm going the Air Max 90. I like the one that much. In my opinion, it goes 90, 97, 95. Well, 97. I could choose the 97 if Tinker designed it, if I could. But if I had a choice, a 90 over everything in terms of what Tinker designed in the Air Max line, it's flawless. You can slide it in, like Nick said. The back actually pops back into place really nicely. Some shoes, you slide them in and you really got to, like,
get in there.
It. Air Max
put that
90,
thing down, flip plastic, it, and reverse it.
The plastic shield bounces right back.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I like it. All right. Cool. All right. So my next pick is one that was a collaborative effort that did include, of course, Tinker, but it was the Nike Flyknit Trainer. I lived in that shoe for about 4 years, so if they bring it back out, I'd be first in line to get a pair.
We'll allow it, but by that proxy, do I get Toby Designs? I'm kidding.
Hey, it's HTM, baby. They all three of them did it.
I know. I'm just messing with
you. We had this discussion. Anybody who wants to fight me on it, go start your own podcast.
Well, what's
no,
funny,
go subscribe to Mike's channel and like just belittle him in the
just
comments.
Berate me completely.
Yeah, you can find him
had those
on
stats.
You can find him on Instagram at Cousteau. Kidding.
Wrong black guy. No, it's fine.
Biden words. Just kidding. But dang. Do I go for one that might be gone later, or do
I go for one?
Wait, Mike's still got a back-to-back.
Mike has two. Oh, yeah, I'm
he's
sorry.
He's got the Olsen twins pick.
All right, so my number four is actually another AirTech challenge, but the AirTech challenge 3. Got to scoop all those
damn
up.
Damn it.
Hey, it was still there. I was waiting for somebody to take that
one. I know.
See, the Air Max 1 is still sitting there. That's interesting. That would probably be a lot of people's favorite. But screw the Air Max 1. For me, the 90s better in every way. The 90s is a better shoe.
Not mad at that.
To that point, I am going to go with the Jordan 5. Who am I fronting on? I love the Jordan 5. I have a million pairs of them. I love them. They're perfect.
It's a great shoe. Yep.
Wish they looked right on me. Well, they're so nice. Say,
they're perfect unless that white leather is that really bad pleather. A pleather Jordan 5 looks awful.
Gross.
The Jordan 5, call me crazy, but the DJ Khaled pink pair I have from a couple years ago, one of the most beautiful shoes I own. I love that pair. Love them. So go buy a nice quality of Jordan 5 and fall in love.
I think my next pick is a bit polarizing because it doesn't get the universal adoration like the Jordan 5 does, but give me the Zoom Telaria.
Okay. All right.
That was going to be my next pick.
I was
going
to put that one on my list, too. Yeah. That was our sixth man I was looking at.
All right. I got back-to-back, so I'm going to go with the HTM Run Boot Low, which will never, ever be found in my size. But if you ever find one, even if you're listening to this 30 years from now, just reach out to me if you have a size 13 and let me know, because I'll probably still
or his it. Estate. His estate.
Yeah, or my estate. Yeah, that's right.
Clearly,
yeah.
He's late in life right now. So
yeah. And then on my back-to-back, I'm going to go with Air Jordan 20. It's one of my favorite Jordans of all time. Such all a right. weird shoe, you know, a weird shoe to wear. Like, it's beautiful as a design, but the lasering, you just didn't get that on Jordans very often. 20 for me.
It's one of the coolest low tops that looks completely different while still looking the same as the original, the Jordan 20 low. It keeps that heel tab the same, but I love all the 20s. Those are great.
Perfect. With my last pick, give me the Nike Air 180.
Okay.
Air 180. Nice retro. A little bit of a
comeback this year.
Good choice.
Did you buy one recently, Rohit? There's been a lot of them.
I did not. I mean, for me, I'm not necessarily as big of a fan of that era as I should be, but for whatever reason, something about that shoe really resonated with me, so I said, why not? May have been because I was doing the old upside down, upside down, upside down, stop, scroll, and then I was like, oh, there it is. That's not bad for a fifth pick.
Not bad at all. So for me, it's a late stage Jordan. I don't think I got my first pair until COVID or after COVID. The Jordan 13, I was always thinking the 11 was the best and 12. Now I dislike the 11 and I love the 13. 13 is so comfortable. It's wearable. It pinches weird on the toe box. So you wear them once and they look worn, and that's okay. Keep wearing them. But for like the midsole is great. The outsole is iconic. Cat's eye. I like cat. You know, it's all great. It rocks.
I love it. That was actually going to be my next pick, but I'm okay with conceding that one for the Jordan 12, because the Cherry Jordan 12 is one of my favorite, and that's going to be my last pick is the Jordan 12.
All right, So we're going to run back.
I got a six
man.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna start it out with the Jordan 6 because I don't know how it made it all the way to a six man status, but that just speaks to how good Tinker's catalog of designs is.
It's just like the Jordan 23 being a memorable Jordan post the heyday.
Quick yes or no question, though, between us. The 7 is better than the 6. That's why it stood. Yes or no?
No. 6 is better than 7.
I like the 6 a lot more.
I can't wear 7 for some reason. Yes, it looked good on me. But
bro,
6 is a car.
I would say yes. I mean, to me, they're both. I'm not a fan of either of them, but if you had to make me pick one, I'd pick the one that you've just called out, Rob.
I like the 7 more, too. So interesting how this didn't get chosen quickly. Right, Ro, what's your next choice? The 69?
So I'm going to stretch the very limitations of this category. Give me the HTM Kobe 10.
Approve.
You can have that.
Stan would approve.
Way to think outside the box. Exactly.
I see what you did there. Okay. I mean, just because I'll go on a little baby spiel, very short. The Jordan 28. I went to the Jordan 28 debut event in Las Vegas. Hammered drunk. So much fun. But the Jordan 28, that flight plate has revolutionized Jordan brand from 2012 to now. Without that setup, the brand would have been stagnant. Like, that changed everything. And other brands are still using stuff like that. Nike basketball has tried to borrow it. The 28, even with the foreskin, looks great.
Yes.
Amongst us doesn't love foreskin. For being honest. Except for maybe our Jewish brethren.
They made the Russell Westbrook 28 SE with all the crazy like the rap
graffiti
stuff.
Graffiti on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for laughing at my joke, Mike.
I got you.
You're a real mensch.
This doesn't count as a Tinker design, but speaking of the Jordan 28, the flight plate, all of that, I would agree, and I think Robbie, you probably agree, but like I think step in comfort of a basketball shoe, I don't think there's a better feeling than the 28. I think it's top, it's at the top, if not maybe the 29 is right there. But another one from that era was the Mellow M10 that just that underrated, like people need to know more about that era because it was a game changer for Jordan Brand.
Apparently they were just doing Superflies the whole time and they never innovated past.
Yep.
Well, didn't they make the Superfly better at one point? Wasn't Blake Griffin wearing it or something?
With a flight plate.
Yeah,
with the flight plate. Yeah, the flight plate was in it. Okay.
Yeah, like this.
Yep. So that actually, I mean, the precursor to my pick is actually Jordan 29 was mine. Favorite basketball shoe I've ever worn. Still have a disgusting pair in my closet that I've beat to the ground. But Jordan 29, I think, is the best basketball shoe that Jordan Brand's made hands down.
I actually wrote down everybody's picks here if you want me to go over what everybody chose. I kept track.
All right.
Yeah, let's very nice of you, Mike. Robbie.
Yeah. And Mike, also the 29 is a great shoe. Can't agree more. So Nick went the Jordan 3, Air Mag, Air Raid, HTM Run Boot Low, Jordan 20, and Jordan 6. Rowett went Jordan 11, Trainer 1, the Zoom Vapor Family, the Talaria, the Air 180, and the HTM Kobe 10. Robbie chose the Jordan 4, Air Mowab, Air Max 90, Jordan 5, Jordan 13, Jordan 28. Mike went for the Air Tech Challenge 2, Jordan 23, the Flyknit Trainer, Air Tech Challenge 3, Jordan 12, and 29. Mike definitely has the most unorthodox tinker. Saying them all aloud, Nick's makes sense, Rowett's makes sense. Rowett has some weird ones too. Mine's the most stereotypical, but Mike's like, I'm going with the weird ones.
Story of my life. I love it.
No. Anytime you see like a deep dive on article on anything pop culture related, it always breaks down to the 101, 201, 301. Mike is very much in like the 601 at this point.
Yeah.
Went left field, man.
Let that man live.
I think Nick needs to make the thumbnail for this episode an HTM Run Boot Low, because I guarantee you 90% of people do not know what those words mean together.
So, yeah, definitely.
Well, I don't get it.
Yep. Well, hey, if you do know, hit us up in the comments, meet us in the Discord. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. We'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
See ya.
Write us a review.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hey, y'all. Nick here. One more thing before you take off. Do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going. And as always, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you. And we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.